The doorbell rang. Saved! But it set the dog off. Honestly, when it comes to doorbells, nothing beats a Shih Tzu. Ed bolted between my legs, almost causing me to trip, so he could get to the door first. Ed! It was Dad, of course. I don't know why, but suddenly, I let out this weird little laugh. Sort of like that possessed deer head in Evil Dead 2. In my defense, I hadn't seen him since the 13 Frightened Girls concert, which he'd taken me to as a surprise, even though he himself prefers straight-ahead jazz. He always looks so impressive, too. I mean, not being a very straight-laced gal, I could still appreciate the sharp gray suit and slightly long, dark brown hair. And he's tall. I like that. When he walked through the door, I noticed he was still wearing his wedding ring. "Hey, baby, you ready?" he said. I was practically blinded by the million-dollar smile that had somehow survived the breakup. Even the dog was taken in, rolling onto his back and waiting for a belly rub. "Time to play it cool. Could you get that bag?" I said. "It's really heavy." But Dad wasn't paying attention. No, he was looking at Mom. And it was awkward, because I'm pretty sure he was still in love with her. "Hi, Stace," he said. "You're looking good."
"You too."
She pretended to search for something in her purse. Wow, could it be she loved him too? "Dad, the bag," I said, trying to break the tension. He grabbed the duffel bag, and like an old man getting up from the table at Hometown Buffet, he staggered out the door, muttering. Yeah, despite all his excellent qualities, my dad's a mutterer. "And make sure he keeps food in the house," Mom said with a fatalism Anna Karenina would admire. She slipped me a paper bag that was warm and smelled good. Unbelievable. Though she had been married to the man for 15 years, she genuinely worried he would forget to feed me. I touched her arm and gave her my most serious expression. "Everything will be fine." "I'm supposed to say that?" As Dad jogged back inside, Mom hugged me deeply, as if she were never going to see me again. But I knew it would be okay, even though the thought of being away for the whole summer reminded me of how much we as a family had lost in the past year. It was unnatural, and happened every day. Ed was being annoying, sitting at my feet and whining softly. Feeling sorry for him, I knelt and waited for him to roll over so I could scratch his belly.
"Who's gonna miss me?" I said. "Who's gonna miss me bad?"
"You are." Then to Mom, "Can't I take Ed with me?" She scrunched her face and looked at Dad. "It's up to your father." "Dad, please!"
"Fine, but you're walking him," he said.
"Yay!" I ran into the kitchen and returned with the dog's food, bowls, and leash. "Don't forget to call," Mom said, her voice wavering. "Next up, the waterworks."
It was definitely time to jet.
"Mom, we gotta go." I quickly headed out with Dad and Ed as Mom watched, biting her lower lip.
Yeah, she's a lip biter.
Wow, 3 months. How would she survive without her baby?
One time while sleuthing, I ran across this old video from when I was practically brand new. Dad had been recording me as I lay in my crib. He loves making home movies. We have tons. Anyways, the two of them were talking.
"Is daycare really the best thing for her?"
Mom said as she tightened the sheet over the mattress and checked my sleeper. "Come on, Stace," Dad said off camera. I could tell they had done this bit a million times before, because it sounded rehearsed. "What better security can she have than two working parents? My mom
worked her whole life and managed to raise a wonderful son."
She made a face.
"Alan, I know, but something in me..."
"Everything will be fine," he said.
"Promise?"